We have seen from the stories in the book of Daniel how there are character-building lessons that we need to learn from the faithfulness of Daniel and his three friends and from the conversion of Nebuchadnezzar. But now we have turned to chapter 7 of Daniel, which we covered last week, and chapter 8, which we're going to talk about this week. In these chapters, we don't have stories that reflect on the characters of Daniel and his three friends. On the other hand, we have God's plans for the future, God's plans for his program. Now, when we studied Revelation, we learned that the woman of Revelation, as opposed to the harlot of Revelation, the woman represented God's side in this great controversy. It consisted of his people, his truth, and what he is trying to accomplish. On the other hand, the harlot represents the followers of the devil, Satan, those who compromise. It represents his falsehoods and what he is trying to accomplish. So there are three things that are represented on God's side: what God is doing, his truth, and his people. It's important to remember those things because we will see those three things in Daniel, the 8th chapter. Now, the book of Revelation and the book of Daniel are parallel apocalyptic books in the Bible. That is, the book of Revelation expands on and opens what Daniel began and sealed. And we learn so much more in Revelation about the prophecies that were begun in the book of Daniel. However, there's one prophecy in the book of Revelation that most people did not recognize was in the book of Daniel also. And that's the prophecy of Revelation 12, verse 16, where it says the earth helped the woman. In other words, at the end of the Dark Ages, the 1260 years being over, around the 1790s, America emerged on the scene of time. And it provided a safe place for truth to be planted and flourish and distributed around the world. It was where freedom finally was able to germinate and grow. It was a place where the principles of the Bible were actually embedded into the most important documents of this country. And so in prophesying that, in Revelation 12, verse 16, it says the earth, that is, somewhere on this planet, a new area opened up and provided the conditions in which God's program, what he is doing, his truth, and his people could flourish in the time of the end. And so the question is, why isn't America pointed out in the book of Daniel? Because we have all the other kingdoms in Daniel and Revelation. We even have the French Revolution in Daniel, the 11th chapter, and in Revelation, the 11th chapter. Everything corresponds between the two books, but most people have not seen that America is also in the book of Daniel. And we find it in Daniel, the 8th chapter, so I'm excited to present that this week, as we look deeper into the book of Daniel chapter 8. And we're going to uncover some new ideas. And I don't put these out there because I think that I have the absolute word on these things. Some things I'll present as theories, but I want you to consider them because it's so important that we dig for truth. Sometimes we merely reflect what other people think, or we repeat what we have learned, but we need to be learners. There's only two kinds of people in this world, and that is learners and non-learners. We're not divided between rich and poor, young and old, black and white, or various races, and all the other categories that you could put people in, the educated, the uneducated. There's only two classifications of people that really matter to me, and that is learners and non-learners. I want to be a learner. The Bible says that those who are saved because they have a what? A love of the truth. so as to be saved. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 10. So we are going to be on a learning curve this week. Pastor Dennis, realitychecksseminars.com.